we present the final episode of Ballylennon by Christopher Fitzsimon. Plans for the Ballylennon 1000 Festival are well advanced. Gard Gallagher is confident of winning the operatic singing contest. Fonsy Doherty, estate agent and proprietor of the Swilly Arms, still hopes to arrange a demolition order for the Georgian courthouse and replace it with a car park. Muriel McConkie, the shopkeeper, and her sister Vera, the local telephonist, continue to take a central role in these important issues. Ballylennon, summer 1953.
Ballylennon call office, number please.
Hello, Miss McConkie, is your sister in?
She's in the shop, is it Mr. Bonner?
It is.
Muriel, phone.
I'm looking for details of the festival program for Friday's Vindicator, so I'm...
Well, Muriel's the woman who'll fill you in. Uh-huh. Here she is. Stompy Bonner. I suppose he has to stand in a chair to reach the phone. Hello, Mr. Bonner.
Have you the festival program,
honey? Right here beside me. Now, we start off on a Sunday with a parade assembling at the fish meal factory at Crotty's Quay at 11:30, led by the Holy Ghost Boys Reformatory Band. No, I know, don't put that. I forgot to ask Brother Benignus if they'd be free.
Why wouldn't they be? It'll keep them out of mischief so well.
You can say representative groups from community organisations.
Representative.
The parade will finish at the sports field where the festival will be officially opened by Mr. Joseph McMonagle, TD. Minister for Posts and Telegraphs. You getting that down?
McMonagle.
You must have the shorthand.
I have my own style of shorthand, so I have. Will Mr. Terry White be there?
Of course. We had to invite the opposition TD now that he's come to live in the town.
So, all political parties will be represented on the platform. Is that right?
Yeah, you can put it that way. Now, outdoor traditional dancing competitions at the sports field. Adjudication by Miss Vera McConkie.
Huh? I thought you'd be adjudicating that yourself. You seem to be weighed down with medals for step dancing.
As a member of the committee, I couldn't be seen to do it. It would put me under too much pressure.
That's a hard job, the adjudicator.
I'm thankless. Now, carnival dancing in the marquee from 9 p.m. in aid of the foreign missions. Many valuable spot prizes.
Marquee dancing.
And the festival club will be in the Swilly Arms nightly, music by the Mellicords. Speciality act, Beezy McNulty and her trick xylophone.
I've lost you there.
You played with two sticks.
I know what it is. Now I need a few words to liven that up. Will I say the ever-popular or the evergreen Beezy McNulty?
She's been around for a few years. You could hardly say she was green.
And what does I hear about an operatic concert?
That's been organised elsewhere.
Miss Bull?
The same. Oh, I'm sure she'll provide the information in due course.
An item like that will give it a bit of class, so it will.
The whole programme is very classy.
Oh, that's a fact, that's a fact, that's a fact. What title have you on the whole programme?
Did I not tell you? Ballylennon 1000.
1000?
Yes, it refers to the age of the town.
Is that a fact?
It is a fact. 1,000 years old.
It's the 1,000 years is worrying me, Fuzzy.
Well, the Development Association thought it a good title for the festival, Captain. More eye-catching and dignified than Ballylennon Carnival Week, you see, which is what we first thought of. Aye. Will you take some more mashed potatoes or the green veg?
Thanks, I will. I'm partial to cabbage. It clears out the bowl.
Now, that's a long time since we had the pleasure of seeing you take your dinner in the hotel, Shannon.
I wasn't well, you know. I was 3 weeks above in the bed and another 3 sitting by the fire. They all blame the fags, but it's a harmless voice. harmless voice.
Oh, there are worse, certainly. Aye.
My housekeeper's gone on a retreat. She left a mountain of food for me, but I thought, why not take my dinner down in the hotel? Yes, Peg Sweeney has gone to do the 3 days penitential pilgrimage in St. Patrick's Purgatory. I told her she'd never survive it. You know Peg?
Ah, she's a great pal of Vera McConkie down at the call office.
Well, she won't last 3 days and nights at the fasting. Well, now, I was talking about this 1,000th anniversary. I don't believe this town was founded 1,000 years ago.
Huh?
You see, when I read your plans on the Vindicator, I took down Moylan's Diocesan Annals. You know, Monsignor Patrick Moylan, he was professor of pastoral dogmatics in Salamanca.
Oh.
When he retired, he came back here to Ballylinan to write his great work.
Indeed.
Monsignor Moylan recorded that St. Lennon, still revered on account of St. Lennon's Well, to which there was an annual pilgrimage, founded the monastery and settlement here in the year 949.
Well, you amaze me, Tyler.
So, you see, you're celebrating the 1,000th anniversary of the founding of Ballylennan 4 years after the event.
Is there a possibility maybe that Monsignor...
Moylan might be mistaken. Not a snowball's chance in hell.
Because I've had Donald's pension with 953 to 1953 on the men in big black letters to put around the sports field. And I'd say Miss McConkie will have the leaflets printed by now. Oh, here. Thanks. Here's your sago, thanks.
Thanks. Josie, you're getting to be a grand big lassie.
Right, Cannon. Yes?
You see, the Monsignor was a very accurate man. For example, he proved without doubt that Murkertig Muckahoin Sulloch did not write the elegy for Brian Boru in 1014 because he choked to death on a broiled carp in Saragossa the previous year. Now, what do you think of that?
Cannon, this is a very serious matter. I'll call a meeting of the association tonight. They'll be very grateful you drew their attention to the problem.
What made you think the year was 953?
We had information on that date from another source.
Indeed.
One of our members said she'd done research on it in the county library.
And who would that be?
Miss Vivian Bowles.
Who else, indeed?
Miss Bull!
Yes? Hello, Mr. Bonner.
Excuse me, Miss Bull. I won't detain you. I need some information for the Vindicator, so I do.
That's all right, Mr. Bonner. Is it about the courthouse?
I was going to ask you about...
Isn't it looking well since I had the Georgian Society clean off the outside?
Okay, it's looking well for an old ruin. But isn't it going to be knocked down in a way to make a car park for an Mr. Doherty's hotel?
Oh, no, indeed it is not. And let me show you a letter. I think I have it. Yes, from Mr. Terry White, who might well be a government minister if things go the other way at the next election. He says, "Congratulations on the recent tidying up of Ballylennan's historic gem of a courthouse. I assure you that I will do everything possible to see that it is placed on the list of buildings for reinstatement as a cultural centre. Now..."
He's not short of a few high-flown words, so he's not.
You're welcome to publish that letter if you like.
That's not what I was looking for, Miss Bowl. I was looking for information on the festival. Is it true you're running an opera singing contest?
An aria singing competition. Aria is the Italian word for song, you know.
Is that a fact?
I just dropped the details into Miss McConkie for her programme. 8 o'clock on the Tuesday evening in the Oval Salon at Killiecrumper Hall. Have you got that?
Right. The Oval Saloon.
Oval, as in egg-shaped. It's the centrepiece of the festival.
The egg-shaped...
No, the aria competition is the centrepiece of the festival. I hope you'll come along yourself.
That time of evening's difficult for me, Miss Bowles, so it is with the train arriving from Derry. Sometimes there's baggage to be carried. You couldn't count on there being none, you know.
Well, I can provide you with a write-up for the paper, if you like.
That'll be grand, so it would save me a lot of bother. Is Gerard Gallagher organising the aria competition?
Aria? No, he can't, because he's entering for it himself as a singer. He has a very good chance of winning, too. I can get you a list of items, if you like.
If you wouldn't mind dropping into the railway station when you're passing.
Of course. I must run. I'll be late for school. I have music and movement with the tiny tots. First period.
Is that a fact?
I'm turning the lounge into the festival club, Muriel. I sent Josie and Imelda out for decorations. They could only get those Christmas streamers, but it kind of gives the place a bit of an atmosphere. Mind yourself with a stepladder, girl, will you?
Are the children a great help, God bless them.
I'm going to hire one of those coloured balls, you know, that turns around and flashes in all directions. And when the festival's over, I'll start work on extending the whole lounge with the grant money.
You're getting a great move on.
Oh, I put in an order for some of those new bathroom utensils, you know. Would you believe this? Mr. and Mrs. Fletcher Dodd were in the town last week looking for B-days to spend their grant money. And they only run on a bed and breakfast. Huh? Anyway, I put the kibosh on that for them. I ordered all the bathroom equipment in the town. So if they want B-days, they'll have to go to Derry or some other place.
Oh, I hate to stay out of their place. It's a haunted look.
Someone should have haunted them out of the place years ago. What I wanted to talk about is this. Cannon Friel telling me that Bally Lennon Thousand is out by 4 years. If word of that got around, we'd be a laughing stock.
The Cannon, what way is he?
Not himself at all.
No?
Blames it on the smoke.
Peg Sweeney's after telling Vera that the doctor says he could pebble dash a house with his gallstones.
That doesn't come from smoking. Yeah. It's the other thing.
But the 1,000 wasn't our idea, Fonzie. It was Vivian Bowles.
I know, Muriel. But we, as a committee, accepted it. Mm. And another thing. I was talking to Joe McMonagall, and he told me I should get my architect to inspect the courthouse and declare it dangerous. See, they could issue a demolition order within 24 hours without further authority. Mm. So I sent young Declan Brady around to look at it.
And he found it dangerous.
You may be sure he did. I'm going to employ him here to design my extension here in the hotel. And, of course, he'd be in line for building the new art center.
What's that, Fonzie?
Did I not tell you about that, Muriel? You see, once the old courthouse is gone, Miss Ball and her crowd will be looking for another place to put that art center. And that plot of land down at Crotty's Key would be ideal for it.
But isn't that your land, Fonzie?
It is, of course, Muriel. And I'd give them a fair deal on it.
Well, you never told me that, Fonzie.
My mind's gone astray with all the things I have to think about. Well, damn me. There's Miss Ball herself, out in the hall. Will we go out to her?
Why, we'll have to confront the issue of the festival sometime.
Oh, hello, Miss Ball. On your dinner break.
Hello, Mr. Doherty. I'm just leaving some leaflets at your reception desk for the ARIA competition.
I'll see to it that everyone coming into the hotel is given a copy.
Good day, Miss Ball. Now, hello, Miss McConkie.
Well met, as it happens. We have a perplexing difficulty, Miss Ball.
Oh?
Yeah. The name of the festival.
Yes?
Yes, I have it on good authority that this town was not founded exactly 1,000 years ago.
Oh, but it was. I did a lot of research, and the date is quite clear. 953 A.D.
Ah, where did you find the date, Miss Bow?
In Bishop Montague's memorabilia, published in Armagh in 1877.
Yeah, one of them's got to be right.
And one of them's got to be wrong.
Where did you get your date?
This is Canon Friel. He found it in some old book.
It wouldn't have been Monsignor Moylan's annals by any chance.
I think that was the name you mentioned.
Monsignor Moylan is notoriously inaccurate, and he has quite a different viewpoint.
The thing is, the advertising's done. And how am I going to explain it in my opening speech?
Oh, I'm sure you'll find a way round it, Mr. Doherty.
Ladies and gentlemen, attention please. Well, we've had a wonderful musical competition here in the sports league. And before I hand you over to Miss Vera McConkie for her adjudication, I have to announce that tomorrow's procession to St. Leonard's Holy Well will honor the saint's 1,000th anniversary, so sadly neglected 4 years ago. But your development association is making amends for that omission, and so we are celebrating 1,000 years in spirit today. better late than never. And don't forget, there's a bar extension down at the Twilly Arms tonight till 2 a.m. For a meal of Mahavir, a cordial valet. And now, Miss McConkie.
Well, I tired you. As Mr. Doherty has already said, we've seen a wonderful display of talent. I thought the dances, especially in the fairy reel section, extremely good, because it was of a very high standard.
That's right.
The Tyrconnell Slip Jig Trophy goes to Assumpta Bolligan, because she danced with great subtlety and precision. And as the old people used to say, she beat the beaters into the floor.
Assumpta Bolligan wasn't a patron, Sissy Crowley.
The confined hornpipe prize goes to Creasy Tracy's trip from Cahir and Poker. Cardona in the show. Indeed, they deserve a special prize for travelling such a long way. And the junior trophy for four-handed reels goes to the McLaughlin family dancers. And they'll be awarded the beautiful glass vase presented by the Dunfermline and District Agricultural Co-op.
You forgot the MacAver again.
And now, by special request, we have a solo on the pipes by young Eugene McGuire to close this wonderful event.
You're on last, Mr. Gallagher. It's a good position.
Huh?
The adjudicators will remember you.
The way I feel, I don't think I'll go on at all. I can't remember the words, nor even a note of the music.
Nonsense.
La jouvelle fortune for the... Oh, yes.
If you concentrate on your breathing and on the dynamics, you'll win this competition and be in the best position to run a big opera event next year.
But the adjudicator's names alone give me the willies. The music critic of the Belfast Telegraph, the registrar of the Londonderry Conservatoire have missed me far too long of Bradley Wearn. She won't vote for me after the poor audience will give her at the Gramophone Club.
Mr. Frawley wouldn't be subscribing the fees for the wrong sort.
I'd rather be outside supervising the car park. Do you think it's all right to wear my uniform?
It is a little unusual. They may expect you to sing a policeman's lot.
I'd hardly have time to go home for the shoot now.
It will add interest.
Well, as long as the adjudicators don't laugh.
Whether they do or not, it won't affect their judgment. Adjudicators are highly sophisticated and knowledgeable people. That's the first and last adjudication I'll ever catch myself doing. Oh, God. Have you the tea wet? I'm found it.
Where is the bed out?
Hailstorms in August. We had to cancel the set dancing competition. But they all went down to the Swilly Arms. And I think they're having a right old hoolie there.
What about the dancing?
Oh, never again. A woman, the mother of one of the children who didn't get a prize, came up to me in the rain and told me I wouldn't know a slip jig from a slip disc. The cheek of her! And then I gave the cup for the intermediate girls' reel to the troupe from Ballindreat because they were very good. Now, I know the troupe from Ballybuffet were very good too, but how can you give a prize when one of the girls got her foot stuck in a rabbit burrow?
Oh, imagine!
I mean, they lost about 5 minutes there to the music trying to pull her out. Oh, I'd better answer that. Would you give us another cup of tea? It's up at the festival club. I should be reviving myself with brandy. Hello?
Miss McConkie, I've great news for your sister.
Oh, will I get her?
No, just tell her that Joe McMonagall was delighted with the reception he got at the opening ceremony. He says The demolition order for the outhouse will be in the post tomorrow.
Oh, that's great, Mr. Doherty.
Will you and your sister be coming up to the festival club?
Muriel will go ahead of me. I'm on duty at the switchboard to 10.
I know. Oh, it's going great guns up here. Oh. Singing and dancing. Oh, I knew the festival would be a great success. See you later.
Fonzie Doherty says the demolition order will be delivered tomorrow.
Then we'll have that despicable article out of the way at last. Oh, it'll be like starting a new life for Fonzie.
Oh, I suppose the operatic contest will be finishing about now. Do you think Gard Gallagher has a chance?
Well, he's a grand voice, that's certain.
I'd say they have those adjudicators well primed. Vivian Bowl will have seen to it that he's pushed forward in some way.
And I notice Gard Gallagher has gotten great with Mr. Frawley. Now, that couldn't do him any damage.
Better to kiss the cat than your enemy, Muriel.
Gallagher.
I never thought I'd do it.
Oh, well done, Gard. You've a powerful pair of lungs, so you have.
Thanks, Mr. Bonner.
I didn't know you were backstage, Mr. Bonner.
Oh, well, I was able to come along for for the last item. Where are they holding us, Upper?
Ladies and gentlemen, it has been such a pleasure to welcome you to Killiecrumper, and I particularly want to congratulate the contestants who have made this such a superb competition. We must certainly expand our musical activities next year. Since I came to Ireland, I've been struck by the untouched talent in so many fields of the arts, even in remote spots like this.
You shouldn't say that.
He means it well.
It's condescending, so it is.
Now, the adjudicators have given me these three envelopes, so without more ado, I'm going to announce the winners. Third place, Miss Josephine Cafola O'Brien, Dublin. Second place, Mr. David Rabinovich, Dublin.
You surely won the first, George.
And first prize. I have pleasure in presenting this little piece of 18th century Bohemian glass to Miss Amelia Devere Jones, Conway, North Wales.
That's not fair at all, so it's not.
Well, I must say I'm done.
Perhaps I wasn't at my best.
The local entry should always be given at least one place. It's common procedure, so it is.
Ah, God, Gallagher, I thought you did splendidly. Oh,
thank you, sir.
Wasn't he very good, Mr. Frawley?
It looks like the adjudicators didn't think so.
Well, the umpire's decision, you know. The standard was very high, with a remarkably wide entry. North Wales?
You should have had at least one local adjudicator on the panel. That's the correct thing, so it is.
Oh, well, I didn't think there was anyone in Ballylennon capable of adjudicating.
That's an objectional remark.
Mr. Bonner.
I object to that remark, and I'm going to print it in the Vindicator. It's supercilious, so it is, and typical of an outworn imperialistic attitude.
Oh, Mr. Bonner, Mr. Frawley has organized this order his own.
How would he know who's capable of doing this or that in Ballylennon? He's only a blue-in, so he is. No. Where's the supper being served? I have my press card. Isn't there a supper?
I hear Gard Gallagher is decimated at not winning the singing competition. He didn't go on to the supper, Killiecrumper. A begrudging lot of judges from Dublin and Derry, I believe. Now, if I'd been invited to join the panel, I'd have given consideration to singers who mightn't have had the advantages of a musical education.
You should never have got in with that crowd, of course.
Oh, fancy.
You know, Miss Bowe, all too highfalutin. what the people want what they're getting here tonight.
But we do have to have a little culture.
We had plenty of culture this afternoon on the sports field with the step dancing and that. And your sister will tell you. Very good it was, too. Till the rain came down.
Oh, yes, the dancing was good.
We want no pretensions and no interference. Well, now, this night it proves a lot. And next week I'm starting on the renovation of the hotel. Bearing in mind your excellent advice on the decorations, Miss McConkie. Well, cheers.
Cheers. Oh, fancy.
I am with the help of God and the Minister for Posts and Telegraphs and his colleague, the Minister for Local Government. That old ruin of a courthouse will be cleared out of the way. And the town will have an unrestricted view of the hotel. And I have a lovely new charm.
A symbolic clearance, fancy.
What? Aye, well, whatever you like to call it. Aye, that stone lying on the unicorn, is it? Will be thrown into the town dump at Cottage Key. It'll be 700 years of oppression, Godfrey.
Here, here.
Ah, there you are, Stumpy. What are you having?
I'll have a lager and lime soda.
Hey, I hear John Gallagher failed to get the singing prize.
I'd say it was a put-up job. He was wearing his uniform. That went against him. Others were all in dicky bows and fandangling, so they were. And they came from, what'll I call it, knobby addresses. That's a good thing or not, I don't know.
It's what I was saying. We should have no truck with those sort of outsiders. Should they run you into the ground as soon as they did the time of day?
Mm. The exchange was very busy today, Miss McConkie. I couldn't get through to you.
Oh, it was very busy.
The editor of the Vindicator wanted to know if it's true that a preservation order has been put on the Old Ballylennan Courthouse.
No, Stumpy, no. Not a preservation order. A demolition order. Joe McMonagall's fixing that.
Are you sure now? Because the editor got a press release from Terry White's election agent saying Mr. White was so impressed by the tidying up done on it, he'd got a preservation order.
No, that couldn't be right.
Wait now. I took it down off the phone. I have it somewhere.
But it must be in a case.
Yes, yes. A preservation order pending a decision on a new use for the building for cultural purposes.
I don't believe
it. Oh, Fonsy. Huh? I knew you shouldn't have got Terry White a house in the town. Mind you, I saw Miss Bowl prancing down the street looking very pleased with herself, which surprised me with the way the singing competition went.
It's not true.
Well, I don't know about that, Fonsy. You've only to cross over to the window.
Excuse me.
And take a guard out of the old ruins.
By cripes.
What is it, Fonsy?
The courthouse. It's all floodlit.
In the final episode of Ballylennan by Christopher Fitzsimon, Fonsy Doherty was T.P. McKenna, Muriel McConkie was Margaret Darcy, and Vera McConkie was Stella McCusker. Vivian Bull was Anya McCartney, Guard Gallagher, John Hewitt, Stumpy Bonner, Gerard McSorley, Karen Friel, Kevin Flood, and Aubrey Frawley, Dominic Letts. The music was arranged and performed by Stephanie Hughes, and the series was directed by Owen O'Callaghan.